In a lobby on the outskirts of Richland, upbeat music plays and World War II-era photos flash on a large flat screen. About a dozen people from all over the country are waiting to board the minibus to the middle of Hanford. Jim Owens and his wife Karen just moved here from Pennsylvania. Jim now works at Hanford as an engineer.
The co-workers told me about the tour and said how good it was. So we thought we'd try and get on the tour.
Getting on the tour isn't easy. Some have been trying to get a ticket for years. Boarding the minibus guy asked around, most of these people stayed up until midnight to get theirs. In the first minute of registration, 500 seats were reserved.
All men of goodwill earnestly hope that a realistic control of atomic weapons can and will be achieved.
A vintage cartoon plays on a small TV on the bus. All of the people on this tour have different reasons for attending. Sitting near me is Elise Rhodes. She lives near Hanford, but she's originally from Germany. And because she's not a U.S. citizen, she's never been allowed on the nuclear site before now. As we near the boxy reactor, Rhodes leans forward in her seat.
What do you think?
Wow. It's
old. It looks old, doesn't it? Impressive.
This is like unsafe looking.
Welcome to the B reactor.
Stepping out of the bus and inside the reactor, some in our group are a bit jumpy. Clint Nolmeyer teaches middle school just south of Seattle. He clutches his notepad to his chest, and his deep-set eyes are wide.
What do you think?
Scared. A little bit. You're in the place where the bomb was made, right? You know, the smell of industrial and everything.
The air inside here does smell acrid, dusty, and metallic. Metal coils and cylinders stacked four stories high are held in graphite blocks. Flashing amber lights swirl about. There are only about a dozen nuclear tourists, but they are escorted and watched closely by a half dozen tour guides. The tour weaves through government green painted corridors around the reactor core. We go to the backside of the reactor, the cooling water intake room, the pumping room, and finally the control room. The floors sparkle. The dials gleam. So far, the federal government has spent about $200,000 to restore and safety up the reactor. Videos on flat screens tell most of the story.
In addition to monitoring the rate of reaction, operators also had to constantly monitor the water pressure in the cooling system.
Standing in the control room with all the brass knobs and the vintage dials, the weight of America's nuclear choice is hard to escape. No matter what your political views, it's hard to deny the achievement of building this entire reactor in about 11 months, especially when no one had ever done this before. And it worked. The people who sat in this old wooden chair helped Hanford pump out about two-thirds of the nation's plutonium from 1944 to 1989. And to this day, the country is spending billions to clean up the mess. For teacher Clint Nolmeyer, the legacy of all this comes flooding in. It's a lesson he wants to pass on to his students.
And not to judge it for my kids. I want them to judge it themselves. Is it worth it, what we did? I want to give my kids that informed decision.
Many believe important nuclear sites like this B reactor should become part of the National Park System. But the National Park Service says that plan would be too costly and difficult. Still, Washington state lawmakers are fighting to keep the proposal alive. Back on the bus, some stare out the windows, others talk in hushed voices. Edwin Navrotsky is 83. He says he was drafted into the infantry in World War II. He saw Nagasaki, Japan about 3 months after the bomb was dropped. Plutonium from that bomb came from Hanford's B reactor.
I saw the end product, and now I see the beginning. And so it's a completion of a cycle for me.
Navrotsky says he thinks the Allies saved a lot of lives by dropping the bomb. But now, some 65 years later, the total annihilation it caused is still fresh.
And I hope we never get to use it again. So, I'm from the greatest generation. And I hope there is a greater generation that does not have war in its itinerary through life.
Although it's made of steel and concrete, the The B reactor is a little like a mirror. It reflects back something of those who enter. Some gain an education, others tease apart the intricate engineering, and for a few, like Novorotsky, the B reactor refreshes conflicted emotions. I'm Anna King in Richland.